the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
We need to fix the problem so people don't have to worry about disengaging the engine.
I believe there are very outstanding, patriotic gay people who serve in the military.
And just when we thought the confidence couldn't get any higher.
I'm not big on the word police, but I will say this. This is bleeping retarded.
Don't condescend to me.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our pitch. On this show, we take you through the looking glass, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. We give you an idea as to what's really going on with media, with the news, with events, and maybe with what you're thinking. Our number every night is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we also have, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. That's like just part and parcel. I mean, you can't do one without the other. You can't have the phone number, bud.
Yeah, without the website.
Without the website. You must have the phone number of the website. Phone number of the website. And the website, of course, has our PDF file right now. We're doing a site redesign where you can look at all of the affiliates that we have across the country, and you can tune into your local affiliate, and we're on so many wonderful stations and like that, man. Okay, so coming up tonight, Miley Cyrus's little sister, Noah Cyrus, has started, now dig this, the kid is eight, and of course she hasn't. There must be an adult or something behind this, but Miley Cyrus's little sister has started her own lingerie for kids line. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Joining us this evening to talk about this Noah Cyrus lingerie line. It's a very strange story. And just to give you guys the idea of where I come from with this stuff, it just bothers me. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, for instance, do I got to have an old lady on TV advertising a vibrator? Did you see that? Mr. Bozell, you there?
Yes, Phil, I am. Where does that come to as a surprise? I've not seen that.
There's a commercial on television right now with some ugly, wrinkled-up old bags, and they're talking about vibrators. Why? Viagra. What the hell is that about? These four impotent old creeps playing guitars, singing about, oh, hey, isn't it great, I can get an erection, and the commercial is playing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon so kids can see that, so they can be disgusted by their fathers or their grandfathers or their uncles playing banjos and happy that they finally got an erection, and now we have this.
Well, I don't know about the other two.
And I realize I jumped in and gave you sort of a big, I guess I gave you a big broadside there, but isn't this Miley Cyrus, this Noah Cyrus line of lingerie, this is an 8-year-old kid. When is this going to end, you know?
Well, Phil, that's my point. You know, I'm a member of a parent group at Corona KC Elementary School. My daughter went through elementary school there. My son went through elementary school there. And we're concerned about this. We don't think that, just like you said, I don't think kids, you know, at what point do we have to turn our kids, turn them out, you know, and put them out on the street with a sign on them. From my way of thinking, it's wrong.
All right, now you're more familiar with this than I am. We do have the story, though, from the New York Daily News, and Stephen Bozell is joining us, a concerned parent from Corona, California, about this Noah Cyrus. This is Miley Cyrus's kid sister. She has a line of lingerie. Now, here is the story. Little girls across the nation may soon be able to dress like their older sisters thanks to a trendy and edgy new fashion line being launched by Miley Cyrus's kid sister.
Hey, Phil, I'm going to jump in. That's how they sell it. They call it edgy, and they call it trendy.
So the little kids are interested in it.
Yeah, so the little girls get interested in it. And let me just say...
Before you do, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Steve, I'm going to finish just reading this.
Yes, sir.
A trendy and edgy new fashion line being launched by Miley Cyrus's kid sister, Noah, and her best friend, reports CocoPerez.com. And Emily Grace Reeves, who's the 8-year-old actress who played Cindy Lou in Hannah Montana, the movie, has teamed up with 9-year-old Noah, who I guess hasn't done anything yet, and Ooh La La Couture designers to create versatile styles that can be worn. Anyway, what are these clothes, Steve? Do you know?
Yes, sir. This is a lingerie line for little girls. They have a leopard print miniskirt that is very revealing. They also have lace stockings, and they have fingerless black gloves that ensemble. That's, I guess, part of what Miley Cyrus, you know, looks like. And to me,
have you seen any of these?
Yes, sir, I have, and I've seen some of the girls, little 8-year-olds wearing them. And I got to tell you, you know, you see them wearing it, and you go, you know, look, you know, got it distracting. And so that's why I have.
Well, what do you mean distracting? I mean, you're looking at a little kid.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And if a little kid, I mean, talk about a little 8-year-old girl putting on a, you know, a leopard print mini dress, and she got on them fingerless. If you've ever seen the models that wear those fingerless black gloves, they're already, you know, they look very hot on them. And now you got a little 8-year-old girl wearing it, and she's got on a mini skirt and everything. And boy, you get kind of distracted by all of that. So.
But what do you mean distracted, Steve? I don't understand. You're not somehow stimulated by this.
No, Mr. Henry, the point I'm trying to make here is that...
Well, when you say that the little girls are wearing, which I find to be... I'm sorry, you know, and I don't give a crap if someone thinks that I'm some kind of a prude. Jesus, as I've said many times in the show, once you hit 18, once you're an adult, man, you can do anything you want, look any way you want, be anything you want, live anywhere you want, put on any kind of a headdress you want, wear any kind of makeup. But a kid is a kid, you know.
That is exactly my point. And so when you see a little girl, and she's got on fingerless black gloves, she's got on a leopard miniskirt, she's got on some of it's a little bit see-through.
What's see-through?
Well, the lace stockings are see-through. And you go, man, that's definitely something to keep you awake at night. And so you imagine when the girl...
When you say it's going to keep you awake at night, what do you mean? With a little girl?
Not in essence a little girl. Please understand this, because I don't want you to think that I'm...
Well, I know you're not, but what you're saying sounds... So tell me, when you're talking about... this Noah Cyrus line of lingerie for 8-year-old girls, what's your concern?
My concern is that it grows them up way too fast. These are little girls. They should be playing hopscotch. They should be doing all the things that you know that little girls do, you know, and playing jacks. And when you put them into a miniskirt and you put them into some kind of a lace stocking kind of thing and garter belts or whatever they're doing.
Garter belts?
I don't know, but they have this lingerie line. You're all of a sudden you've got men who are dropping their other kids off at school, taking a look at that. And, you know, they're going to stay at the curb a couple of minutes longer just to see what's going on.
But again, what you understand, what you're saying sounds as if you somehow enjoy it.
No, sir, I'm not.
When you say that the men are dropping their kids off are going to hang at the curb... A little.
Well, it's unusual, and it's any man is going to take a look, you know, want to take a look, but
not any man. If it's a little 8-year-old girl wearing it, for God's sake, the first thing you're going to think is that's a child that I'm looking at there, and she's dressed as an adult, almost as if you're looking at a JonBenet Ramsey, right?
Well, these children put on the lingerie. If you understand, a little girl puts on lingerie, or a little girl that puts on the fingerless gloves and everything, she's going to drop going out the door. You know, she wants to get looked at.
And she's a child, though.
Yes, sir, she is. Absolutely a child. And you know, they're asking for it is what I'm saying. They're not asking for it. But
whoa. When you say asking for it...
No, let me... What I'm saying is the parents are asking for it. If the child says, "I want to wear a bikini," you know, I want to get a mini skirt and have on stockings that you can look up, take a look at it. I mean, you know, they're begging. The parents are begging for it, and the kid is too. But the point that I'm
no, the kid isn't begging for anything. The kid is an 8-year-old kid. It's a kid. It's a little child. It's not responsible for anything. She's not responsible necessarily for her actions. She is a child. She is learning. The parents, yes, I'll give you that.
Absolutely, and so. I'm sitting at the curb, and I'm taking a look at it, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure you understand, man's going to linger a little bit, and I want to know whether these parents...
No, sir, I don't understand that. That's the whole point, you know.
Well, Mr. Andrew, you know at it.
No, I don't understand that, but I do agree with you that the parents that let their kid out the door in the Noah Cyrus lingerie to go to school in haven't got a clue, and I'll give you that. But no, I'm not going to linger at the curb. I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm just saying that there's two victims. There's the child, and there are the fathers that are dropping the children off. They're victimized, too.
In what sense? Because the kid's wearing lingerie?
Because they don't want to be victimized. They're already victimized looking at, like, the teenage girls or even their wives' friends dressed that way. Now they're getting victimized by having a look at an 8-year-old as they drop off a kid. And so what we're saying at the elementary school is it's got to stop, and we have to stop the victimizations.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So Steve Bozell joins us from Corona, California, talking about his school, which is an elementary school, Corona KC, that may be happening in other schools, but this is very new. It is a lingerie line that has been launched by, ostensibly, she's a kid, so she didn't launch anything, but Noah Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's sister, she has a lingerie line in her name. This is an 8-year-old girl. Mr. Bozell says there are two victims. There is the child wearing the lingerie and the fathers who are looking at it as they're dropping their kids off. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls for our guest Steve Bozell up next. Are these kids asking to be stared at by adults? That's what Steve says. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gerald Fisher.
Hey, Phil, I really don't know where to start.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask this racist pig you've got on there.
Hey, I'm not calling you any names. I'm not calling you a name. Are you going to start off calling me a name? Is that it? Is that how you want this to go? You want me to call you redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck?
But I should.
Huh? I can't hear you over your CB radio, man. I can't hear you over that CB.
With the way you talk to that lady from Hawaii, I guess you're a male chauvinist pig too. And since you're such a
you sound like a dumb tobacco juice swallowing cracker. What you feel like? Feel good about that?
At least I'm not just a hillbilly that interrupts people while they're
speaking. No. You are a hillbilly. You are a hillbilly. You tell me to shut up. No white man tell me to shut up.
All right, come on.
He's back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. It's Phil Hendry Show.
What is this picture? Phil Hendry here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. He's a father of an 8-year-old. Your daughter is 8, isn't that right, Steve? Well, I lost Steve. We'll get him back on the line here in just a second. But Mr. Bozell from Corona, California, he's got an 8-year-old daughter. Mr. Bozell, you there?
Yes, sir. My daughter, April Jr., is actually 12, Mr. Hendry. She's in the...
She's in the middle school now.
Yes, sir. But she did come through the... she came through the middle school. And the pictures that I just sent you are... these are purported to be of this young... either it is Noah Cyrus or some models, and you can see... the one girl is wearing like what looked like knee-high boots, and she got on a black, miniskirt. And the other little girl—well,
the other little girl, it looks like she could be in a ballet. You see little girls in ballet dresses. That's not unusual.
She's got on it's like black, and I don't know. She's got on them gloves with no fingers. That right there is going to make it. Well, you're going to stop and maybe take a look at that.
See, I'm uncomfortable with when you say I'm going to stop and take a look. I'm going to linger a while. That bothers me because it makes you sound as if you're interested.
No, sir, I'm not. No, I'm saying a natural reaction of some men, they would be revolted as they slow the car down and lean over to take a better look. But
you're making it sound as if these guys are cruising and looking at these girls for something other than. For information. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cara with Steve Bozell. Cara, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Good, thank you.
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I'm not a mom. I'm a long-distance stepmom four teenage stepchildren, three are girls, and anyone that would allow their teenage or preteen child, you know, their little girl, to wear adult clothing and clothing that is used primarily for adult pleasures needs to be slapped. That, in my opinion, as a woman, I tuned in a little bit ago and I heard this and I was like, what the beep, beep, beep. You know, this was just...
Yeah, it's a Miley Cyrus deal, and her sister Noah's got a whole line of lingerie where the girls are dressed in stockings and all of this.
What the hell are their parents thinking? I mean,
I don't know, ma'am, because you see, if you're a man dropping a little kid off and you see a little girl, you're going to take a look at that and, you know, it gets your heart moving.
Whoa, that's the part that I don't like about. What do you mean it gets your heart moving?
No, I'm saying...
You're making me vomit.
I'm looking at a little girl. I don't want to see my daughter dressed like that because automatically you see a little, any woman dressed with
I don't want to even see my stepdaughter that's in
that's
the
not
Navy
a woman.
Dressed like that.
That's
oh
not
God,
a woman.
That
that's a, okay, Kara, that,
I mean,
Kara, your stepdaughter's, wait, Kara, your stepdaughter's in the Navy, she's an adult, and you're like, really weirded out by an adult woman dressing that way? It's
no.
I wouldn't even want to see my stepdaughter.
I don't like it, and it
excites me. It doesn't excite me, but
that's the part that's bothering me. It excites you?
No, I'm saying I don't want to see a little girl dressed that way.
I would find that
because
kind of lingerie in my stepdaughter,
right.
My teenage stepdaughter.
Thank you, Kara. Yeah, thank you for your call, but it's a little weird for you to be upset by an adult woman wearing that. Here is Oliver in Indianapolis. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil? Love the show.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
I got to tell you, this gentleman
sounds
like he's trying to suppress some sort of natural feelings he has. It sounds as though he says
I'm not going to suppress natural feeling.
Would be titillated by seeing a little girl dressed like this.
No, sir. No,
okay,
sir.
Well, that's what you're saying, because you're saying, you know, you're going to slow down and lean over and check it out.
Proper reaction is horror and disgust. It's not... lingering to determine
that's
whether
exactly
that girl is
right.
actually 18 that, when she's 3 foot 2.
You know you're going to want to take... I agree with you, but you know you're going to want to take a look.
What does that mean,
want to take a look? What do you mean?
If you're looking at a woman that she's showing, she's giving you...
It's not a woman, man. You understand? It's not a. There's a woman, and then there's a kid.
No, I understand that, yeah.
You're looking at a kid, a little girl, it's somebody dolled up to look like an adult...
Right, and that will throw you because all you'll see is, you know, the skirt.
A three foot two child.
I don't know if you're
clearly not.
But...
He's clearly not a woman, regardless of what she's wearing. It's evident.
What do you mean? What do you mean he wasn't in the service?
Well, I don't know if this gentleman was ever in the service, but 3 foot 2 ain't gonna slow anybody down, you know.
What does that mean? Are you talking about children?
No, sir, I'm not. No, sir. I'm saying that in Asia, when I was in Japan. No, not kids, but women that size.
No, we're talking about kids. And you're saying that you are slowing down or lingering or leaning over and checking them out, or, boy, that distracts you. That was the first word you used. You said a girl, a little 8-year-old child dressed in lace stockings and fingerless black gloves will distract you.
I think it's normal for a man to go, you know, boy, look, check that out, you know.
Even if it's an 8-year-old kid.
I think you guys have made this about me, and it's not really about me.
All right. Anyway, I appreciate your call tonight. I think your name was Scott, right? Or is it Culver? Who am I speaking with here? Culver? Oliver, dude. Sorry, man. I can't read. I can't see. 877-876-PHIL. Tell you what, we're going to have more phone calls when we come back from the break. And I didn't mean to talk to the lady about how, you know, but it's just not unusual. We're not talking about adults wearing this.
No, we are not. That is totally normal. And certainly,
well, what happens if you see an adult wearing something like this, an adult woman?
That's you're not going to notice that because that's normal. But if I see a little 8-year-old girl, you know, if I'm driving down the road, yes, of course I'm going to slow the car down you know, put my arm on the passenger side seat and kind of look over. And
you're going to slow the car down and look over if it's a kid but not an adult.
Because you're used to seeing it.
All right, Stephen Bozell is with us. He says he doesn't like this Noah Cyrus line of lingerie for 8-year-old girls, but he says it's very distracting to see him dressed that way. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You're misunderstanding everything I'm saying.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The story here, Steve, I'm looking at the New York Daily News, but I guess this was in something called CocoPerez.com, which I don't know. What is that, a gossip site?
Yeah, that's a gossip site. It's on MSN.
That Noah Cyrus, who is the younger daughter of Miley Cyrus, or the younger sister, I should say, of Miley Cyrus, has a lingerie line. Now, the lingerie line for 8-year-old girls is what you're talking with us about, and it's what you and I are discussing. Is it appropriate? I don't think it is, and I think you agree with me.
Yes, sir.
All right, but what I don't understand is the point of view that you're having, which is as follows. You need to understand, Mr. Henry, that when a man is dropping his kids off at school and he sees a 9-year-old girl get out of a car dressed in lingerie, he's going to linger for a while.
If you look at it, first of all, it's not about the 9-year-old girl, and you're misunderstanding me. You think that I'm attracted, you know, I want to look and, you know, I'm sure, yeah, right, I want to, you know, be all attracted to a 9-year-old girl. I'm not going to do anything like that. But the first thing you see is, you know, a high-heel shoe and a leg with lace. You're going to, if you're a normal man, you're going to say, you know, hey, you know, check out and see check who's playing shortstop or something like that. You know,
no, if I'm at an elementary school and I see a little tiny kid get out of a car.
No, but I'm just talking about the leg, just the leg.
The leg is of a 9-year-old girl.
I don't think you're being fair. All you're looking at is a lace-covered leg.
And by the way, she's not wearing high heels. She's probably wearing a sneaker.
All right, well, sneakers the same thing, but you're going to go, good morning, little schoolgirl. I'm not saying...
Good morning, little schoolgirl. I applaud that you don't want to see this stuff on kids. I just wonder your own reaction. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're distorting it to make me look like I'm some kind of guy that wants to stand on a corner and open up a raincoat and hope I forgot to wear pants. That's not at all what I'm saying here.
Well, if it isn't, sir, it's sounding like it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric in Houston, Texas. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. We're talking about Noah Cyrus. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to try to stay calm here because this guy's got me so upset, Mr. Bozell. I understand what he's saying. He's trying to say a normal man is going to see an 8-year-old in some lingerie and he's going to take a second look. You are mistaken, dude.
Correct.
Only a sick man would do that.
I'm talking about lingerie. Lingerie.
Only a sick man would take a look or his heart would pound or he would take... I don't know what you're suggesting, but, man, to suggest a normal man would look at an 8-year-old, I don't care what she's wearing.
No, sir.
You just said. You said a normal man would look at an 8-year-old.
I didn't say my heart would pound. I said that my hands might sweat a little bit.
Your hands would sweat.
No, your hands would not sweat, dude. You need help. If your hands would sweat, you need to go help. I don't understand how a man like you gets on the radio. You are sick.
No, I'm saying
and
I don't want to see children
help.
In this. I don't want to see children wearing these clothes. Well,
look,
sir,
this is the first
do you remember
time
Shirley Temple? Do you remember
Mr.
Shirley Temple?
Mr.
You tell me that you didn't.
Tell me you didn't get excited.
Well, not excited when you saw Shirley Temple.
What are you talking about, Shirley Temple?
I know.
You know
who
full
is
well,
this guy? Phil, who
sir,
is this guy?
Sir,
this guy's
I don't
an
want
idiot.
People. I don't want little girls wearing that clothing. That's what
yeah,
I said.
But then you're saying.
You just said your hands would get sweaty if you saw an 8-year-old in some lingerie. I don't care if I saw a naked 8-year-old. My hands ain't going to sweat, dude. You are crazy.
Well, but you don't agree, or don't you agree with me that they shouldn't wear that?
it doesn't, well, Steve. Yes, we do agree, but the motivation that you seem to have, and that we have a motivation that is to protect these children from what to me is this predatory fashion and advertising industry. And your motivation is so that you don't get tempted.
No, sir. I never did. Look, Shirley Temple never tempted me. I just brought up Shirley Temple, and I was able to look at that.
You were able to look at what?
Steve, don't you understand that a man, if a man's hand, any man, if his hands are going to sweat when he sees an eight-year-old in lingerie, just hear me out, he's not a normal man, he's a sick man. Do you understand that?
I didn't say my hands are going to sweat. I said some guys.
Some guys are sick.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But
well,
Steve, when you said that,
man's not going to look at an 8-year old when his hands are going to sweat. I'm sorry.
Why do you think the little girl wears why do you think she wears a thong? Because she wants to attract men.
What do you mean a thong? What do you mean a thong? They're wearing thongs?
They must be wearing thongs. I mean.
Man, Phil, you need to get this guy.
All right, look, here's
what
we do.
I'm the one that's trying to get it out. I'm the one that's trying to get him to take the phones off, get it out of here.
I don't understand how. With all due respect, sir, I don't understand how somebody with your intellect gets on the radio. I'm sorry. You got me so upset somebody like you on the radio.
I'm opposed to it.
Mr. Bozell, you could say you're opposed to it, and then you turn around and you say, hey, yeah, I was able to resist Shirley Temple. That doesn't make me feel good, Steve. That makes me feel like maybe there's something wrong with you.
I got on your program with the best of intentions, and now you're making me look like I'm standing on a street corner.
No, you are making yourself look like that, sir. Sir, you're making yourself look like that. You don't understand that if a man would look at a woman like you suggesting, that's a sick man. And you said that's a normal man.
You said a woman. I'm talking about an eight-year-old girl.
I misspoke. Look, you said that.
If I look at a woman dressed like that, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, that's a little weird.
You said if fathers go to schools and drop their girls off, and there's some 8-year-olds in lingerie, that they're gonna take a second look. And I'm saying you crazy.
That's weird.
That's weird. That's some sick fathers that would do
all
that.
All right, Eric, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Steve, nobody's trying to gang up on you here. I'm asking you to look at your motivation.
Well, that's all you're doing, Mr. Henry. Let the record show, since I got on your program here at 7, not 7, but 10. I'm looking if I got the right time here. Yes, at 10. 10:00. You have tried to.
We brought you on at about 10:08.
All right, you're saying 10:08.
Yeah.
Okay, let me reset. 10:08.
Sir, the time that I brought you on is not important. What's important here is what you said.
I came on saying that the Noah Cyrus lingerie line was perverted, was sick and twisted and wrecked, and you come on, and the first thing you did is say, "Oh, what's the matter? Are you getting off on it and everything?"
No, I didn't say that,
sir. That was the intimation.
But you were saying to me, "Boy, you see a girl wearing an 8-year-old girl wearing lingerie. Boy, you're going to slow down. You're going to take a look.
If you're an 8-year-old boy, yeah." I didn't say anything about.
Yes, you did. You said the fathers.
I meant an 8-year-old boy who would be dropping off his. Well, I know they're not old enough to drive, but if they're in the car.
No. That's not what you said. I'm sorry, sir. I can roll the tape back if you'd like. Here is Karen on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead.
I would like to hear that tape, yes, sir.
Hey, here is Karen. Go ahead, Karen. Hi. Right.
I've been listening to this Steve guy. I've listened to his show actually a couple of times, and I think he's been on here a couple of times. Quite honestly, he sounds like a pervert, if you ask me. And as for being highly intellectual, as your last guest would imply, I don't think he's of high intelligence, because no one of high intelligence would speak like this man is speaking. And as for the kids, would he feel better if he put them in PJs instead of calling it lingerie? I don't care what an 8-year-old kid wants to wear. I agree they shouldn't be let out, maybe looking slutty. But What difference does it make? Why does that give him the right to sit here and be distracted or hangover? I think they should put him in jail. Get the kid.
Put me in jail. What about the mother that lets her child, lets her daughter walk out there like she's a $500 a half hour hooker and she's eight?
Hey,
what about
you know
that
what?
Mother? Excuse me? Any mother that would send a daughter out into the world looking like a $500 every 30-minute hooker, in my opinion, belongs in to be waterboarded. I mean, I hate to say it. Waterboarding, right?
Your opinions are worth much, quite frankly. I think you're the pervert. You're the one who's going to stand outside and be distracted by an eight-year-old. And
here is music. Yeah, I'm saying any mother that would
dress.
I bet you're the kind of woman that dresses your kid like she's going to stand on a street corner and say what it is to the first guy going by in a two-tone. Now, you can hear this music here. I bet you do. Here's music.
You know, this is getting very personal, Steve.
Well, this lady's talking. She's given. Do you hear this music, Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
This is called runway music. This is fashion show music. The children are forced to hear this while they're putting on these, you know.
Who's being forced to listen to any music, Steve? Making it up.
You know an awful lot about this. You know an awful lot about this, ma'am. I'm getting a little nervous about you now. You're all, it's okay. And...
Hey, you know what? It's a free society. People should be able to walk around and look like they want without people like you staring at them.
8-year-old children, since when do they make the decision to dress like sluts? I'll tell you,
you know
what? When their mothers dress like
sluts. It's your opinion
that
they dress like a slut.
You think a little 8-year-old girl ought to wear a leotard with a no crotch and everything?
I think an 8-year-old.
Here is anyway.
That's what I think.
I got to tell you, Karen, this is Phil. I don't even know what you're talking. Are you saying that mothers that dress their daughters in lingerie, that's cool? Is that what you're saying? Because
no,
I don't even know that I like
cool.
your point of view any more than Steve. Well, what are you talking about then? Because
you tell her, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't like what you're saying either.
Oh, you're too bad.
I don't like
what Steve is saying. He's a pervert. He's a racist.
Well, I'm asking you, think it's okay for a mother to dress a little girl in stockings like this?
You know what?
An 8-year-old child?
I don't think it's appropriate. But I also don't think it's appropriate that Steve turn around and hang out the window and be distracted.
I agree. I agree with you there.
I agree with you.
Well,
the difference is a little boy runs around in his underwear with his shirt off. Am I, as a woman, going to stand out and look at him and gawk at him and get all whatever?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe.
So what's
maybe
the difference? Is it just a female?
Maybe you are.
Is that the problem?
Wait a minute. I agree with the lady here, Steve. I don't agree with you saying that you're going to linger, okay?
Well, she just said she's going to check out a kid wearing underwear. Oh, man.
What's the difference if he had a little kid out there in underwear? What, because it's a girl?
You got to check it out?
I don't go off at 8-year-old.
Oh, wow. You're going to check a kid out wearing briefs and nothing more.
No, she didn't say that. Look at Karen, I got your point. Thank you very much for clarifying for me. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. What the hell is that, bud? That's music. Will you turn that garbage off? Stephen Bozell talking to us about Noah Cyrus, the little sister of Miley Cyrus, who has had her name associated with a new line of lingerie for kids. And we're speaking with Mr. Bozell, who's come on our program, to say that he doesn't like it. He doesn't want kids dressing that way, and we agree with him. And he's gone on to say that it's distracting for men to see a little girl dressed like that. And that's a problem for us. 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls with Steve Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You stuck up for that lady. And she wants to look a little boy in bun huggers.
No, she doesn't.
Well,
Phil and...
Little kid running around in bun huggers. She's checking it out.
This is the world-famous... Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and with me is Stephen Bozell. I'm listening to music here. What is this? Steve?
Oh, yeah, Phil. This is another example of what we were talking about. This is music from a fashion show music. The children are basically told to listen to it.
And what I've done is I've downloaded pictures of the Miley Cyrus lingerie onto my computer because my daughter wanted to see what it looked like. I've probably got about 70 or 80 pictures of it. And I now want to delete them because I feel uncomfortable having that much of, you know, in one place, or not one place, but having all that on my computer.
And you're uncomfortable having the Miley Cyrus lingerie. Now, technically, it's not porn because it's being... will you please turn that music off?
But that's the fashion show music.
I don't want to hear fashion show music, okay?
But that, again, that's the music the children are forced... Not forced, but they want. They are told when you put on a pair of underwear or whatever you're going to wear and then go down the runway. And I've downloaded music. I've probably got 30 or 40 cuts of this music.
That's fine. Thank you very much. We're just talking about the pictures. You've got Miley Cyrus, you've got Noah Cyrus pictures, and it's of lingerie, and it's appeared in advertisements, and it's part of a reputable company's ad campaign. So it's not porn. It's not child porn. We feel it is very inappropriate to dress children this way. Why were you nervous having these pictures?
I think any man would be nervous having that much. I mean, in one location, you want to spread it out.
Why? Why would I want to, quote, spread it out?
Because if you, it's not porn, and yes, you're right, but if you've got a computer...
Why would the police come in? If all you're looking at is Miley is Noah Cyrus in lingerie, which is a inappropriate use of a kid, in my opinion, nonetheless, it's not porn.
Yeah, I'm hedging my... I think any man would hedge his bets.
Hedges bet. Everything you've been saying on my show tonight, Mr. Bozell, with the exception of playing that fashion show music, and even that is a little weird, has been suspect as far as I'm concerned. Here's Carrie in Wichita, Kansas. Carrie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right. I believe that the children should dress more age appropriate. And that's the only thing I'm going to agree with this guy on. I would hate to see how he would react around a water park because he's a freak. Anybody who would slow their damn car down and put their arm and however he was describing it to take a second look and to linger.
Exactly.
You need to check yourself in someplace and you need to get some help because you're messed up in the head. And I would call social services and have some counselors come out and talk to your daughter and make sure you haven't messed with her. You freaked me out.
Hold on just for just a second here, friend, because you're making some charges here. Now,
you freak me
Well, Steve,
out. Why should I? What are you dressed up in lingerie like you're 8 years old? Oh, okay.
Well, you know what, Steve? You can be funny if you want, but what the gentleman is saying, it caused me concern. What do you mean, slow the car down?
You understand, and this man understands. You're going to slow down and lean over and take another look.
If it's an 8-year-old kid,
not.
Is what we're talking about.
You're not.
Well, no.
What? What are you talking about?
An 8-year-old kid is what we're talking about. Why would you slow the car down and check that out?
I'm not saying that I'm going to do anything. I'm saying it confuses you.
Looking is doing. Looking is thinking. You need to check yourself in and get some help.
I know. You've got a whole set of rules that you want the whole world to work. I just don't go by
exactly.
Your rules.
Exactly. I have an 8-year-old daughter. And if I saw somebody you slowing the car down and taking a second look and lingering, I'm going to do something. I'm going to freak out.
Are you going to let your daughter dress like that? Are you going to let your daughter dress like that?
I told you in the beginning, I think kids should dress age appropriate. That is the only thing I agree with you on.
Then I won't slow down.
Well, don't slow down anyway. Don't slow down anyway.
If it's an instinct, what am I supposed to do?
Then this is what the man's saying.
Then you need
a doctor.
Check yourself in.
You need a doctor.
Check myself into a... you're talking about a lunatic asylum?
Somewhere.
That takes a pair.
A lunatic asylum. We're talking about talk to a professional, Steve, if you're slowing down and checking it out.
I just got done saying, I don't think kids should wear crotchless panties or whatever.
Oh, for God's sake. Will you get to...
What?
We're talking about the Noah Cyrus line. Is that what she's selling?
I don't know, Mr. Hendry. I don't know.
Well, if she
now
is, then somebody ought to place him under arrest. Carrie, thanks for your call, and we'll take one more here from Ed. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to tell this fellow, you know, I don't think he needs to check into an asylum. I think he escaped from one. If I was behind him, he's pervert.
I didn't escape from asylum. I've got a home and I've got two kids,
man,
and I don't want to see. I don't want to see anything.
Let me tell you something, man. No. If I was behind you in line and I seen you turn around and start talking that daggum 8-year-old girl, I'd snatch you out of that car. You're a pervert.
Okay, and you're going to snatch me out for what? Because I'm saying, hey, look, that kid's dressed inappropriate.
No, you're staring at an 8-year-old girl. You're staring at an 8-year-old girl. A girl, man. I don't care. You was talking about some girl. You know, you was talking about her legs and fish stockings a little while ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you were.
You're a pervert.
Okay, it's going to slow you down, isn't it?
Man, let me tell you something. Wait. I'm a normal guy.
Get you,
and there's no way on God's green earth that I'm going to turn around and look at an 8-year-old girl.
I don't care. You wouldn't get on your knees for that.
Get on your knees for it.
You're sick.
You're misunderstanding everything.
Hey, I ain't misunderstand you in nothing, man. You talking about gawking at an 8-year-old girl?
No, sir.
You talking about staring at one? Man, I heard what you said. You sat there and repeated it.
They said there's a new girdle line for 8-year-old girls. What I was saying.
No. We're not going about that, man. What you said was
Phil Hendry.
That's what they said.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.